Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. It is Thursday, the third day of June 2021. Wayne on Tuesdays and Thursdays affords me, Lee Elsie, the opportunity to broadcast on all these great radio stations across the entire country. And we do that again twice a week for an hour and warm you all up for Wayne, who will be here in exactly 60 minutes. The magnificent, the incomparable, the prolific Christopher is down there in the Lone Star State of Texas pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Without him, you would have nothing but static. Speaking of static, I'd like to begin this afternoon / evening, depending upon where you are. By the way, did I say my name? Lee Elsie. I may have forgot. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. I wanted to begin with the speech that your president, Joe Biden, gave in Tulsa on June 1st. Now, maybe you heard some of it, maybe not. I have to play you some excerpts of this thing because here's a man again who has promised unity. And his initial speech on Inauguration Day was to unify the country. And here he goes to Tulsa to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre, which, terrible thing. And there should be some recognition for sure about this, no question. But not only did he stoke the fires of racial hatred, he actually went out of his way to multiple times talk about the United States of America again as a systemically racist nation, where the most devious, destructive, and dangerous element of this country is white supremacy. So let's listen in, and I'll talk in and out of some of this stuff. But if you missed this, I want you to hear this absolute blubbering moron. He's a moron! And he's the president of the United States. He is, by the way, while he's trying to read this teleprompter, which is either too close or too far away because he's struggling mightily to read this, I can't stop but think to myself, this is the leader of the free world who literally can barely get out of his own way.
But there was enough hate, resentment, and vengeance in the community. Mm. Enough people who believe that America does not belong to everyone and not everyone is created equal. Native Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Black Americans. A belief enforced by law, by badge, by hood, and by noose that speaks to that lit the fuse. It lit it by the spark that it provided.
First of all, I got to stop him because he's completely lost in what he's trying to say. But essentially, what I think the point is that in the history of this nation, the elements that he just mentioned, including police officers, have lit a fuse against folks of color for centuries, which is A, not true, but B, leads us to this point in time right now where we are in a time when, sadly, stoked by the media, stoked by bias, slanted politicians, there is now a racial issue in this nation. Let's continue to listen to this gibberish.
A fuse of fury was an innocent interaction that turned into a terrible headline.
I'm not trying to make fun of an older guy. That's not my point. This man should not be the president of the United States. He just should not be the president of the United States, guys. This is a lost human being in front of a microphone and a teleprompter that has no idea what he's saying. He's reading words but has no idea what it means or what he means or what it's supposed to mean. He's being completely manipulated and controlled, I believe, 100%, A, by Obama's minions, and in particular, by the Gang of Four.
Millions of white Americans belong to the Klan.
Hmm.
And they weren't even embarrassed by it. They were proud of it.
Members of your party! Members of your party!
Became embedded systematically and systemically in our laws and our culture. We do ourselves no favors by pretending none of this ever happened. Or it doesn't impact us today, because it does still impact us today. We can't just choose to learn what we want to know and not what we should know.
All right, so I actually agree with that. That's the one of the issues that I actually do agree with. We should know everything. And the school should be taught everything. No question about it. Everything. But I'll tell you, the folks who are alive today, in those classrooms today, should not be made to feel responsible for things that happened centuries ago. And to anybody of color who's listening to me right now, there's no way, shape, or form anything historically should be slanted or tilted or erased or forgotten that has happened in this nation. This nation has a long history of racial inequities. There's no question about that. And to deny it is wrong, because it wouldn't be true. But on the flip side of that, if you're a person of color and you want to make sure that the history is represented, I want to ask anybody out there who's listening right now who might be black. I totally understand. I really do. I totally understand the concern, the anger, the frustration of decades, dare I say centuries, of absolute racism in this country. But if I sit in front of you, look you in the eye, shake your hand, we talk as if we've been buddies for life, and I ask you, you know, what is it that needs to be done? What's the answer to that question? It can't be asking me to apologize for the sins of, again, 10 generations ago. It can't be asking me, as I'm sitting in front of you, with zero racism in my being, because I don't care what color you are. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what sex you like. None of that matters to me. And I'll speak just for me. My basic question is, if I'm sitting in front of you, what is it that you want? What is it that makes you whole? And if it's remembrance and recognition, you got it for me. But you can't ask me to be responsible. Nor can you make the kids of today feel guilty about things that happened a century ago.
That's wrong. And we're committed to changing that.
Mm.
Just imagine if instead of denying millions of Americans the ability to own their own home.
What?
And build generational wealth, we made it possible for them to buy a home and build equity into that home and provide for their families.
All right, I got to fast forward to the part where he calls us all a bunch of white supremacists.
With the through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television. Neo-Nazis, white supremacists, the KKK, coming out of those fields at night, Virginia, with lighted torches, the veins bulging on their as they were screaming. Remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was. A mob of violent white extremists, thugs. Said, reminded her of what happened here in Greenwood 100 years ago. Look around at the various hate crimes against Asian Americans and Jewish Americans.
Just let me stop it. God, this guy is such a race baiter. So first of all, most of the attacks on Asians are coming through the eyes of black men who are attacking the Asians. It's not a white on Asian crime, it's black on Asian, but he won't get into that. Also, there were people of color who went on to the White House that day on the 6th. But to equate this absolute barbaric act of the KKK slash Nazism, even the idea, though, that Nazis weren't the only ones in Charlottesville. We've gone over that before in the past. But the thought that somehow people like me, and people like all of you listening somehow condone these absolute slugs of human trash who align themselves with the KKK and the white supremacist groups is an absolute insult to me. And it should be an insult to you. And that is what Joe Biden is saying. That is what he's saying when he gives speeches like this. That essentially, if you're white and not a Democrat, you must by default align yourself with the KKK, forgetting to mention to everyone that the KKK was born from the Democrat Party, not the Republicans. Not the Republicans.
Hate that never goes away. Hate only hides. But you know what, Rev? I didn't realize hate's never defeated. It only hides. It hides. And given a little bit of oxygen, just a little bit of oxygen by his leaders, it comes out of there from under the rock like it was happening again.
This is incredibly...
Never went away.
Devices. So, folks, I can't believe this speech.
We can't. We must not give hate a safe harbor.
Nobody does. You
do. As I said in my address at the joint session of Congress, according to the intelligence...
You stoke it. Listen to this.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today.
That's incredible that he would say that.
Not Al-Qaeda.
This is an embarrassment.
White supremacy.
It's absolutely wrong, by the way. It's absolutely 100% wrong. 64 people have died as a result of white supremacy in the last, I think, 10 years. It is not, I repeat, not the most dangerous thing that we have to look at in this country. He should be ashamed of himself. I got to go. I looked at the clock. I'm out of time. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsey. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Ward sent you, or go to AssetStrategies.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's how you get a hold of me. You can also go on my website and check that out, LeeElsie.com. So you may have heard about this already. Fentanyl now is flooding across the United States southern border. Record rates, record numbers. Fentanyl is the drug that kills. So aside from letting hooligans and gangbangers and MS-13 folks in and cocaine and hash and all this other stuff, so our Vice President Kamala Harris, in charge of border security, if you will, has done a terrible job with all of this. But so far throughout 2021, more than 6,000 pounds of the drug has been caught by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officers at the border. I mean, literally almost a speck of this can kill you. Right? This is what kills folks, is this fentanyl. If you're not used to it, you die. These hardcore drug addicts, They chase that high, and they wind up dying as a result of it. So that's more blood on the hands of Joe Biden and his entire crew down there in Washington. Biden, again, catch and release migrants without court dates. We know about this. More than 15,000 last month, almost 20,000 the month before that. Folks are getting caught, released, come back if you'd like. If not, forget it. What we have at the border is a disgrace. End of story. I don't even need to add anything to that. Whether you think immigration, wide-scale mass immigration is something that we would welcome or not welcome, is positive, negative, what's happening at the southern border is criminal. You've seen the video footages of folks dying, trying to get here. This government, this administration does nothing. They sit on their hands and let it happen. And that's why people are dying every single day. And hardcore criminals are getting into this country. Terrorists are getting into this country. And as I just mentioned, a bunch of drugs are getting into this country as well. I only got a couple minutes here left before I got to take a break. But this whole Dr. Fauci email scenario, scandal, if you will, that has popped up here in the last 48 hours is another disgrace. So Fauci was supposedly the voice of reason in the beginning, right? Everybody genuflected to the great Dr. Anthony Fauci. But we're finding out through these emails that he was not entirely truthful. In fact, we're finding out that he lied when he was testifying in front of Congress, lying to Congress and the American people. So if you look at some of these emails, you see that he has a direct connection with this Wuhan lab. He made stuff up about masks. He actually talked about how masks did very little, if nothing, yet he insisted on everybody wearing them. He even came up in some cases in public appearances wearing 2, 3, 4 masks. It's a clown show. It's an absolute clown show. And you know him going back and forth and round with Rand Paul about how this whole thing is staged theater. And I think in the end, Rand Paul comes out looking like the winner. In fact, Paul tweeted last night, "I told you so." And he's absolutely right. So shame on Dr. Fauci. Shame on all of that. I can say shame on these people over and over again. Every night I do this show, or every day I do a radio program, I can look at some of the folks down there in Washington, a majority of the folks down in Washington, and I can wag my finger and say, shame on you. Yet we keep putting the same kinds of people in positions of power. So I guess eventually it's shame on us for being oblivious to our surroundings. And the apathy, I guess, of the average American is overwhelming. And that's why you get folks in these positions of power who soak it up and use it for all it's worth. And Fauci would actually fall into that category. And still, after these emails have been released showing that he not only backpedaled on some of the things that he said, he out and out lied, these other networks take a knee and still praise him as some kind of savior. It's remarkable. Listen, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters Thursday that while the administration believes the riots deserve a full investigation, the president believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate. and the Department of Justice is moving to treat ransomware attacks as acts of terrorism in the wake of a rise of major attacks. Reuters reporting U.S. attorneys' offices received new guidance Thursday directing them to coordinate any ransomware investigations with a recently created task force. Recent attacks against Colonial Pipeline and meat producer JBS have caused the department to prioritize ransomware hacks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
All righty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and one of our good friends from the Heritage Foundation is joining me right now. His name is Tommy Binion. Aside from the infrastructure, let's talk about Joe Biden and his desire for an influx of cash into, I guess, neighborhoods and communities of color. What do you think about that?
Look, I am a fiscal conservative, so I resent just about every dollar that flows away from Washington. I think so much of it is wasted, and I see the damaging effects of the overspending quite clearly. Most of us have been reading for a month or so now about the sort of dire position the financial media thinks we're in with respect to inflation. We can see the inflation in our own lives, and we're very worried about what could come. I also am skeptical anytime Washington does anything on the basis of skin color. I believe, as you do, as I think everybody listening does, that nobody should be judged treated by the government on the basis of their skin color. There should be no law. There should be no punishment. There should be no benefit that applies differently because of your skin color. Economic situation, sure. But skin color, I think absolutely not. I think oftentimes both parties play the politics of that, and I think that's a shame.
All this president does, Tommy, is fan and stoke the flames of racial hatred. End of story. That is what he does. And even on Memorial Day, where we're supposed to pay our respects to fallen warriors, we've got people across the country, politicians, getting up on their bully pulpit and preaching about reparations. I'm going to tell you right now, they'll never get a dime out of me for something that happened five generations ago. I will not be held responsible for the sins of my father or my father's father.
Well, and like I said, there's no way for a government benefit to go out on the basis of skin color and have it be even remotely fair. This country, the United States of America, in 2021, is the least racist country on the face of the planet. And we believe and we are striving for everybody to have the same opportunity. I resent that the left looks into that situation and says, I know what to do. We'll divide them up by skin color. We'll give them different benefits by skin color. And when they stay divided, we will stay powerful. I can't think of anything more uniting than what we celebrate on Memorial Day. I can't think of anything that unites us more than a reverence for the people that have fought and died for our freedom. And I can't think of anything more divisive than the concept of reparations, that here in 2021, one race would be taxed in order to make a giant payment to people of another race. I just think that's one of the most divisive concepts ever proposed.
Right.
And so which is it that, we should focus on? Should we focus on the divisive thing or should we focus on the uniting thing? I think all of us want to focus on what unites us. I think the politicians on the left want to focus on what divides us.
All right, Tommy Binion is our guest from the Heritage Foundation, flipping the script. And infrastructure itself, they're tinkering with this. This amount of money that they're planning on spending just seems absurd.
It's obscene, but it's dangerous. Facing down inflation is actually terrifying. We all work so hard for the money that we do have and for, you know, on a weekly basis, its purchasing power to go down and down and down and down is sort of a terrifying economic death spiral. When we are talking about the numbers, the spending numbers that we've already done under the excuse of COVID and that Joe Biden is proposing, you know, that's the future. That's what can happen. And it's really concerning. If I'm a Republican on Capitol Hill, I am just flabbergasted by the way Joe Biden is approaching infrastructure. And really, he does this with everything. He's got sort of an ace under his sleeve. He's doing a bipartisan negotiation. I'll meet over here with a few Republican senators, and if we can crack a deal, we can crack a deal. But in the other room, there's 30 Democratic staffers writing a partisan bill that can pass with only Democrat votes in the House and that can pass with only Democrat votes in the Senate. And so if you're part of this negotiation with Joe Biden, it's not sincere bipartisanship. It isn't an effort to get some sort of compromise that everybody can unite around. It's an effort to get whatever's best for you. If that happens to be what's being worked on in room 301, that's great. If that happens to be what's being worked on in room 302, that's great. But you're never sure that you're working on the final product. And that's what we have here. There's a bipartisan negotiation ongoing and a partisan negotiation ongoing. And frankly, in the first bill he did, the $2 trillion COVID bill, he chose the partisan route. And that's probably what he's going to do here,
right?
Because it's more money and it's higher taxes.
So you mentioned COVID in your response there, and I wanted to ask you. I went out a couple of different places over the weekend, and it's literally as if COVID never existed, right? So you're out, restaurant, bar, establishment, wherever you may be. It's as if they flipped the light switch, and we went from everybody being fearful for their life to everybody being out partying as if there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, I it's sort of like a culture shock, right? It's sort of like we've all sort of lived through this thing for 15 months, and now it's not gone, but our lifestyles have changed so much dramatically. I was on an airplane yesterday, as we talked about off air. We're eating at restaurants. It's all of us, I think, over the past probably 4 to 6 weeks have, you know, regardless of where you fall on the caution spectrum, have added a lot more into your lifestyle. Full capacity at stadiums, stuff like that. We ought to celebrate that, and we ought to recognize it because of the vaccine. You know, I don't know how else to say that. It's a great thing. It is a great thing that so much of our life has come back to normal. I don't know how else to explain it other than the vaccine. And you know what? President Trump doesn't get enough credit for that.
No, I agree. I agree with that 100%. Real quick, before we run out of time, you wanted to mention something about Fauci's emails.
Well, look, this is just something really interesting. this never happened in Washington, but all of Fauci's emails from the beginning of the pandemic have somehow leaked. So I think there's like 1,000 pages of Fauci emails from February, March, April of last year, and it is fascinating. The media, they're still fawning over Anthony Fauci, and so they're still fawning over him over these emails. But if you look closely, there's some stuff in there that might bother you a little bit. He says our society's totally nuts. He became a little bit of a celebrity, and it's just an interesting look at his mind.
All right, his name is Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter, or go take a look at what's going on up at the Heritage website at heritage.com. org. My name is Lee Elsie. My website is leeelsie.com. Don't know how to spell that? I understand that. It's leeelsie.com. Check that out. Again, it is a work in progress, but by the time this thing is up and going full speed ahead, it's going to be one of the most awesome websites in the history of mankind. And I'm not exaggerating much. You know, I ran across what I thought was an interesting article. You know, in your life, you only trust a certain amount of people. And according to a recent study, the average American adult trusts just 7 people. And 40% of those folks actually say the pandemic helped them figure out who was trustworthy, sort of whittle away at the field. I don't even know if I have 7 people in my life. I guess what's the definition of trust? Like, how much trust are you putting in somebody? The best way to think about that, would I trust you to look after my dog for a weekend if I had to go away? And I got to be honest, that list is very short. Very short. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back once again. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at VetsAndHorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered Wayne will be here again at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsiradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsiradio@gmail.com. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but for the past 2 years, I've written a column for a Connecticut newspaper. And if you're listening in another part of the country, maybe you're not in the Northeast, you might not know that Connecticut is a very, very, very progressive state. So my columns were met with a tremendous amount of angst. There's a lot of blowback, a lot of negative response on social media, a lot of negative response on the website of the paper. So back and forth they would go. Not that that really bothered me. It's completely expected considering that we live in one of the bluest states in the entire country. But there was a couple of things that had happened here recently that had caused me to step back and say, you know what, I've had enough. I'm not going to write anymore for this paper. I'll write on my own and post it up on my own website and go that route, because I just don't think that people get it. I don't think people understood, and people being progressives understood what I was trying to accomplish on a regular basis, a weekly basis. Not bludgeon them over the head with a conservative perspective, but try more columns than not to try to say, listen, this is the approach from the right. This is what we're thinking. This is our solutions in some cases to what actually is happening. And what I wound up realizing quickly is that I was speaking in particular to the progressive part of this state, to a blind and deaf group who did not want to hear any other opinions that weren't their own. So it became tiresome, and it was like smacking your head up against a concrete wall. So I wrote this, and I'm just going to pick out sections of the column that make sense to the entire country. It says, with a sense of melancholy, this will be the last regular column I write for this paper, at least for the foreseeable future. I then go on to give credit to some of the folks over at the newspaper who are on my side, or at least in the corner, in my corner from the beginning, not necessarily conservatives, but folks who wanted to make sure that the paper had a balanced approach, which now it really no longer does. Anyway, the points that I were trying to hammer home essentially is this. For the last 2.5 years, this award-winning newspaper allowed me to provide a point of view that was completely different of their own. But more often than not, what I wrote about was completely polarizing, not necessarily because of the subject matter, but because
we live in a politically charged universe, right? And nobody can ever come to the middle to figure out solutions to problems. We live in an uncomfortably divided nation. So the question I asked is, was the column a success? The answer is probably not. Now, yes, my opinion appeared weekly on the pages in print in this newspaper. My opinions come out every single day, not only here on this platform across the entire country, but across the state of Connecticut in a morning show that's been incredibly successful. So I don't need necessarily their platform. But was it a success? And the answer is no, because nobody cares. Nobody cares about an alternative point of view. If you judge just from the absolute vitriol that bleeds through the online comment sections daily and repeatedly, there seems to be no hope for opposing viewpoints. You can't entertain anything new, no new perspectives. We've chosen sides. And family and friends be damned if they ever conflict with our politics. Politics now has become our god. The very idea that politics has stolen a lifetime of friendships, or friendships that you've had for a lifetime, is sad. It's heartbreaking. And y'all out there know what I'm talking about. Y'all have had friends that you no longer have because of politics. I'm not projecting myself as some Pollyannish martyr. Like, I cause chaos every day on the radio. I do it because I think it's just in the way I do it, because I think sometimes, more often than not, the left lacks common sense, which is infuriating. But never, ever, 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 ever have I shut out or shut down an alternative opposing opinion or silenced somebody if it's constructive conversation. The left does that every single day. We should be able to debate and argue in pursuit of a goal of reaching fair solutions to societal challenges. But sadly, I think we've lost the ability for positive discourse. I feel like I don't know how we get that back. Maybe it's gone forever, gone in the wind. I did learn one thing. The difference between the written and spoken word is immense. You write something, it's forever etched into our cultural fabric. You say something, it can be lost in the wind. Now, great speeches would be an exception to that. Journalists, though, do hold an immense, and this is something I wanted to make sure everybody understands. Journalists hold an immense responsibility in providing information and truth to the community. That truth and honesty must never, capital N, capital E, capital V, capital E, capital R, never be compromised. Ever. That goes for talk show hosts, it goes for newspaper writers, it goes for hacks on the internet. All right, that's it. I'm out of time. The great Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
63.